Country 102.5. It is Jackson and Adam Hambrick. He's about to play for us. He sings the song Rockin' All Night Long. He's also written a couple of huge songs that you know and love. And before we get to him to play for you, I want to ask him to explain a tweet that has nothing to do with what we're about to do here. I just couldn't fit it in any other time. So your tweet was, just complimented a guy's shoes from the next bathroom stall. Not sure where that falls on the bathroom etiquette spectrum, but they were sweet kicks, so I had to. Is that real? Did you really say something? Or was that just a funny thought?
It was a funny thought. I actually complimented him after the fact. But you were thinking about it while you were in the stall next to him. Yeah, I was like, man, those are sweet shoes. I might wait till
we're washing hands together.
But I did tell him, nice shoes, man.
It's a really funny moment and a funny thing to think about, because I think everybody, I mean, that's the one thing you can notice when you're in a bathroom is the shoes.
Yeah, it was a funny thing. Cool. I did not quite cross the boundary. I feel like that would have been a little bit more.
If you had said it in the stall and a voice just came from the next stall over, yeah,
hey,
that's,
man, not she.
That's weird. Okay, this is the strangest change-up ever to go from that to you and your songwriting. And, you know, Rockin' All Night Long is a great song. But right now you're going to play one of the songs that people know that you wrote. So yeah. Gannon Shay's How Not To is a huge song that you were a part of. And this one right here.
Yeah, this was a song that was awesome because Justin Moore played a big part in getting me to Nashville. You know, he saw me play on a local morning TV and made a phone call that really changed my life, because the guy he called to tell about me, like, that guy became my mentor and kind of opened a lot of doors for me, you know. And so it's really cool when Justin cut this song and it got to be a hit for him, because I got to contribute to him after he gave me a really cool shot. So
And you know, this is a huge song. You know, it's always a great song when after it lives its life, it still gets played. And this is one of those songs. So you did well.
Well, good.
This is Justin Moore's Somebody Else Will. Adam Hambrick singing here live in the studio.
Been sitting and tipping back Jack straight and working up the nerve and the words to say. Turn those eyes and that smile my way, no time to waste. Cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move. Somebody else will if I don't walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down and say it looks good. Kill somebody else will if I don't take a chance on your lips, lean in, slowly stealing your kiss like this, making you worth saying, steal somebody else with. Well, maybe you're a little bit west coast, and maybe you're a little bit down home. Either way, girl, I just gotta know. I just gotta know, somebody else will if I don't walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down and tell you it looks good. Kill somebody else will if I don't take a chance on your lips, lean in, slowly sealing your kiss like this, making you worth staying. Steal somebody else, he's gonna hold you. Somebody's gonna get to know. Drink, sit down, and tell you looks could kill somebody else will if I don't take a chance on your lips, lean in, slowly sealing your kiss like this, making you worth seeing, steal somebody else will, baby, somebody else will.
My gosh. Yeah. Adam Hambrick. Wow. I can't believe you just did that right in front of our eyes. Like, that's impressive, man.
Thanks, man.
It brings back another tweet since I had to stalk you before you got here. You paid a good compliment to Carrie Underwood, and you were trying to explain to people that it's not normal to be able to sing at that level for that long.
No.
So, just watching you do what you did right there, does your voice like hurt the day after you do a show? Because that, like, man, impressive.
You know, if you warm up, you got to treat your voice like a muscle. You know, like you would stretch and you know whatever before you would go out and you know play basketball or do whatever. Like you gotta treat your voice like that. And if you do it, like it'll do good for you. But what Carrie Underwood does, we were in Sacramento, literally yesterday, and we saw, I went and saw her show, saw her tour, Cry Pretty 360 tour, and I was just blown away by the way that she sings, like the power that she sings with, and like the sustain of that, because she's on stage for 2 hours playing hit after hit after hit, and I don't know if you guys know this, but those songs are not easy to sing, and for her to do that, man, that was impressive.
I had that feeling with you right now. You had a run right there where you hit every note, and I could hear it. It was like I was watching like Guitar Hero, and I could see every note hitting perfect. And you're like, I'm like, what? How did that vocal cord do that?
Yeah. Well, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you. I want to say thank you for coming in and hosting with us. You're a lot of fun. And
my pleasure, man.
Wait
for
to
real.
Watch your rise happen with Rockin' All Night Long. Adam Hambrick, still going to hang out with us for a couple minutes, but thank you for singing. We appreciate it, man.
Dude, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.